count the stars. Gopal cracked several jokes, but King remained quiet. He didn't react to the jokes at all. Is there any reason that you are not listening to my jokes?
Don't disturb me, Gopal. I am not in any mood to listen to your jokes.
Gopal realized that there must be something wrong. Looks like it is the crazy Nawab again. What that Nawab has done this time?
The Nawab thinks that I am a magician. He has given me a new task of counting the number of stars in the sky.
How on earth can anyone count the stars? Do you think it's possible?
Oh, is this the problem? Leave it to me, Your Majesty. If I can measure the earth, I can count the stars too. Just arrange a flock of sheep for me, Your Majesty.
A flock of sheep? What has a flock of sheep got to do with the stars?
Please have faith in me. I will surely convince the Nawab.
Then Gopal took the sheep to Murshidabad and waited outside the mosque. When Gopal saw that the Nawab was coming towards him, he started counting. 4,655. 4,656. What is that fellow up to?
4,657. 4,658.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh no, I'll have to start all over again.
Start what all over again?
Counting the hairs on this flock of sheep, Your Excellency.
Are you crazy? What a foolish thing to attempt.
Isn't it less foolish than counting the stars, Your Excellency?
Then the Nawab realized his foolishness and said, Gopal, you are a genius. Now you can go. I'll talk with your king.
Okay, thank you, Your Excellency.
Moral: humans should use their energy in serving Krishna, who created billions of universes, rather than wasting away our lives in trivial things such as counting stars or trying to determine what those stars are made of.